legal temporary farm workers in Washington have fewer rights than undocumented immigrants. That's according to a nonprofit law firm criticizing a program that allows farms to import workers from countries like Mexico. Some of those workers are now suing a former employer, 88.5's Will James reports.
About 70 workers at Sarbanond Farms in Whatcom County went on strike last year to protest their working conditions. They say they were then fired and evicted. The nonprofit Columbia Legal Services is now helping those workers and hundreds of others sue the employer, claiming violations of federal and state labor laws. Joe Morrison is an attorney with the firm. He says the case points to inherent flaws in the federal H-2A visa program.
You cannot import thousands and thousands of workers from foreign countries, exclude them from the protections of key labor laws, and expect everything will work out fine.
He says workers who travel to the United States often find themselves at the mercy of a single employer for food, housing, and transportation. Workers at Sarbanond Farms say they worked 12-hour days in the heat with a little food last summer. Columbia Legal Services is seeking damages on behalf of about 600 former employees from Mexico. A lawyer for the farm's parent company, California-based Munger Farms, calls the allegations untrue. Will James, 88.5 News.